This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A brand new Islamic year is just around the corner, 1445 Hijri. So I'd like to remind myself and then all of you all with regards to an extremely important deed at this juncture. And this deed is known as Muhasabatun Nafs, taking account of yourself. Umar radiallahu anhu is reported to have said, Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Take account of yourselves before you are taken into account, before we are judged in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before Allah azza wa jal takes us into account, our good deeds, our bad deeds. It's important that we audit our books, that we take ourselves into account. And the pious people of the past, they used to do this on a regular basis, especially when circumstances would change. When new circumstances came about, they would do it. So for example, they would do it at the end of a month. They would do it at the end of a year. Why? They would even do it on a daily basis. We have certain reports of certain pious people of the past where on a daily basis, as the sun would set, they would address themselves. They would address their nufus by saying, Ya nafs, what have you, the sun is setting today. What have you done today? What have you achieved? What have you accomplished in terms of good deeds? What have you prepared for tomorrow? I.e. tomorrow of the hereafter, tomorrow al-akhirah, the life of the hereafter. When I stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, what have you prepared? Where did you go wrong? Where did you drift away from the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have you said to please Allah Azza wa Jal? And what have you said that may have, you know, earned you the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They would take themselves into account. They wouldn't, you know, live their lives heedlessly, you know, almost like bobbing in the middle of the ocean without any bearings or any direction. They would constantly take themselves into account. So you and I, my dear brothers and sisters, as this year, 1444 Hijri, comes to an end, we need to take ourselves into account. We need to address ourselves. We need to reflect on the fact that a year has gone past. Subhanallah. So that translates to 1 year reducing from your lifetime. So how much more time have we got left? That is a question that you cannot answer, I cannot answer. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. We must reflect on death. Every soul shall inevitably taste death. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُّمُ الْمَوْتِ. So wherever you may be, death will reach you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. All of these are ayat in the Noble Quran, as Allah says, even if you know, it roughly translates to, even if you were to be in lofty and fortified castles and towers, you can be in the middle of a fortified bunker. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that death is to reach you, then you will even travel to the bottom of the ocean and you will experience death at the appointed time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify our endings. Ameen. Please say ameen. So we need to reflect on the fact that a year has gone past and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with another year, another 12 months, another 365 days, approximately, if you will. Fresh opportunities, fresh chances to mend our ways, to turn to Him in Tawbah. And it is still not too late. Why? Because the doors of Tawbah are still open. Allah is waiting for us to turn to Him in Tawbah, to seek His forgiveness, to mend our ways, to turn over a new leaf. It's a new chapter, 1445 Hijri. And yes, you may have drifted in the past year, in the year 1444 Hijri. You may have not prayed on time. You may have, you know, committed certain sins. You may have gone wrong. But reflect on the words of your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O slave of Allah, O believer, O follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Shaitan wants you to lose hope. But you must be stronger and greater than that. Do not lose hope. Reflect on the words of your messenger. Here are his words. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said. He talks about every son of Adam. Kullu ibn Adama khata. Every child of Adam is a sinner. Wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, and the best of those sinners are those who tawwabun, are the ones who indulge in tawbah, are the ones who repent. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent, those who turn to Him in tawbah. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we come close to the end of this year, let us reflect, let us take ourselves into account, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere tawbah, let us prepare ourselves mentally, physically and spiritually for this new year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with, 1445 Hijri. Let us prepare ourselves to make the most out of it in terms of good deeds, in terms of positivity, in terms of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we take ourselves into account, we must reflect on where we went wrong, what we need to work on. If it's your salah that you need to work on, then focus on your salah. If it is your relationship with the Quran that you need to work on, then improve, enhance that relationship. If it is your heart that you need to work on, then work on your hearts. If it is your tongue that you have to work on, then work on your tongue. Each and every one of us, we know of the demons that we are battling with. So we need to work on those things. We need to fight those demons harder. If you know, as you're taking yourself into account, that you have wronged so and so, you have hurt so and so, do not let the sun set on this year with that negativity, with that hurt, with that pain. Rather, put that wrong right, my dear brother, my dear sister. Take the higher ground. Be the better person. Know that if you have made a mistake, swallow your pride, crush your ego, and go and seek forgiveness. Apologize. If your relationship with your mother has gone bad, don't wait, because you may not live to see another day. She may not live to see another day. Mend things. If things have gone sour, mend them immediately. Go seek her forgiveness. Say sorry. Say sorry and patch up. If your relationship is strained with your father, mend it. If your relationship with your siblings are strained, mend them. If your relationship with your spouse is strained, mend it. Eliminate toxicity as much as possible. Distance yourself from toxicity. Focus on the greater things. Stay away from bad habits. Stay away from gossiping. Stay away from holding grudges. Stay away from envy, hatred, jealousy. Purge your life, your heart, your soul, and your mind from all these negative and toxic qualities of thinking bad about others, of judging others, of looking down upon others, of, you know, being proud of yourself. Subhanallah. Stay away from all of this as much as possible. Strive to be a pure-hearted, kind individual, my dear brother, my dear sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help each and every one of us to do this. Ameen. May He help us to reflect on our lives, to take ourselves into proper account before this year ends, 1444 Hijri. And may He help us. We sincerely pray, may He help us to turn over a new leaf, to mend our ways, to turn to Him in sincere tawbah, and to make the most out of this brand new year that is around the corner, 1445 Hijri, and the years that are to come, that remain in our lives. May He help us to make the most out of these years, preparing for the beautiful life of Al-Akhirah, which is full of bliss and happiness. Ameen, ameen. Wa akhir da'wa, yani alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khayra.